ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। भज गोविन्दं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते सम्प्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षति दुःखं करणे। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग हाउ टू रिमेंबर गॉड ऑल द टाइम। देर आर इन्फिनिट वेज आर देर एंड हियर आर 9 ways proven and that have been taught by no less than one of the greatest devotees of God called Prahlada. Popularly, his teachings are called Navada Bhakti, devotion that can be attained through 7 ways. As I mentioned earlier, this Navada, 9-fold ways, can be interpreted in 2 ways. The first way is they are 9 independent lanes, like 4-way motor road, 6-way motor road, each independent and each is capable of taking one to the ultimate God realization, which is called complete oneness with God, Sharanagati, Atma Samarpana. It means one and the same. Or it can be also interpreted as 8 steps, a ladder containing 8 steps. Each lower step takes one to the next higher step, and every higher step includes the lower step or steps also. Second step includes the first, third step includes both the second and first, but Sharanagati, complete self-surrender, is the highest. Either way we can interpret it, but here is a psychology. If anybody develops any of these steps independently, all the other steps more or less will be included in that. But one particular bhava, feeling, way of looking, attitude may become dominant, and it is not something which it controls us, but we can control it, and then we can change that bhava also. But deliberately every devotee keeps a particular bhava, because of past samskaras, that devotee enjoys that particular manobhava, attitude, mental attitude, more than any other bhava. So, for example, if you ask Hanuman, why don't you keep Madhura bhava or even Matru bhava, though they are all included there, he says, I like to consider myself as a servant of Rama and I am ever ready, but the feeling is, without me, this God becomes helpless. In every bhava, this is one of the side feelings. Without me, as a friend, as a servant, or with parental love, or looking upon God as one's own beloved, whatever it is. But it is I who give him that feeling. There is a beautiful expression in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, and that book, Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, comprises all the things that we are talking about, but Sri Ramakrishna specially mentions an episode from Gopi's life. Now, Sri Krishna is loved by many gopis, and there is one particular gopi, she is dominant, she is called Radha. But there are more or less equal to Radha, Lalita, etc. They are there, gopis are there. So one day, Radha did not get Krishna. She came to know upon inquiry that Krishna has gone to the house of Lalita. Perhaps I might mistake the name, but it doesn't matter. And then Radha became pensive. Then others, her friends, noting that one said, Radha, after all you love Krishna, and Krishna has gone there, means he will get more joy than he is getting from you. And she is also a great devotee. Why are you so jealous of it? Radha looked at them and said, my friends, you do not understand. I am not at all jealous. Why? Because anybody who can make Krishna very happy, they make me very happy. She is not saying this, but she says that feeling that I want to keep Krishna only for myself, that disappeared long back from her mind, and her heart has no place for anybody else excepting Bhagavan Krishna. Then why are you pensive? Then she said, I am not pensive because Krishna has gone to Lalita. My only concern was, what does Lalita know how to keep my Lord happy? That means only I know what can make him happy, and whoever can make my Lord happier than what I can make, that will give me the greatest joy. So when a person advances in spiritual life, there is no place for depression, jealousy, egotism. Such things have been left behind, far behind, long, long back. But these very feelings, especially Madhura Bhakti, creates some kind of feelings, and that is also part of the spiritual progress, spiritual enjoyment actually. So this was what Prahlada was trying to teach. Take up any one of these methods. And are these the only methods? Ninefold methods? No. Sri Ramakrishna's often repeated saying, Jato mot, tato pot. Anger, lust, greed, jealousy, pride, egotism. Anything can be a pathway. Everything can be a pathway. And a pathway in Sanskrit is called yoga. Yoga means that which brings us, unites finally with God. If kama, lust, can unite us with God, and that is the greatest yoga marga. Actually, as I am thinking, it is most marvelous thing. Suppose here is a goody-goody devotee, he is trying to keep his mind on God, and he is not successful. But there is another person who is very, very egotistic, and he finds the presence of God extremely irritable. But he decided to use that particular defect as his main path, transferring everything. My egoism is actually belonging to God. Because of him I exist. Because of him I have this ego. Because if I don't exist, I cannot have ego. Nothing can have an ego. Ego means feeling that I am. Develop it to the 9th degree. But the caveat condition is directed towards only God and nothing else. So at some point in our spiritual progress, we can choose any one of them, of course dependent upon our main samskaras, and that itself becomes the greatest pole vault to make us become one with the divine. So far, we have completed 7 steps. In our last class, we have completed what we call dasyam, a feeling that I must serve God. It is very difficult to understand because in olden days, there used to be servants who are completely dedicated whole life, even at the cost of their own life. They used to serve their masters in love, in gratitude. Nowadays, it has become relationship of money, power, prestige, etc. But we can take the example, as I said, a wife, a loving, chaste wife is the greatest servant. A loving mother, loving parents, loving father, loving teacher is the greatest servant. Very interesting thought. When God incarnates, we call him an avatara. And an avatara comes down, what purpose? He wants to serve his children by in the form of practicing tapasya, so that whatever power he accumulates, that should go to his children. Just as any father that earns lot of wealth, lot of money, and all that is meant only to be distributed among his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, etc. Every avatara wants to serve because he knows, I am the parent. Jagatah pitarau vande Parvati Parameshwarau. So he is the greatest servant. We think that we are serving him, but it is God who is serving. Many times I have illustrated this. God is serving every one of his creation, living, non-living, especially the living. How? In the form of Panchabhutas. In the form of the earth, he is nourishing us. In the form of the water, he is replenishing us. In the form of fire, Agni, he is keeping our thermostat, homeostasis. In the form of Pranavayu, he is keeping our prana 24 hours a day. In the form of oxygen and in the form of space, he is allowing us to play. Every activity of the jiva is nothing but a play of God's child. And through all these five elements, God is serving us. How long? From before our birth, after our death also, he is serving us. Just a little bit funny thought came here. How does he serve us after our death? Well, if this body is not consumed either by other creatures, other insects, other microbes, bacteria, or by fire, the earth will become one of the most contaminated places on earth, and that will definitely bring in more death. So God is serving, and when we recognize he doesn't want us to serve, we cannot serve, because we can serve only when he manifests in us as himself. But he wants us to cognize that fact. Oh Lord, I am because of you are. I am alive because of your sat. I have whatever knowledge I have, because including foolish knowledge, because of your chit. And I am happy only because of your ananda swarupa. If sat, chit, ananda are absent, nothing is there actually. So this is called dasya. I have completed it. We have to understand that we cannot serve the infinite, but the infinite is serving all of us. Now we enter into the eighth step as enumerated by Prahlada to his friends. This is called Sakhyam. Sakhya means friendship. It's the eighth form of bhakti. Sakhyam is a devotion wherein the devotee considers himself to be the friend or sakha or even sakhi. Friend usually doesn't have any gender. There can be female friends, there can be male friends, two female friends, two male friends, male and female friends, female and male friends, sakha, and then sakhi. Sri Ramakrishna looked upon himself both as a sakha, but mainly as a sakhi. I am a woman friend of the Divine Mother. So the devotee looks upon who wants to practice this one. And for some people it comes very natural, and such people, they enjoy exhibiting that bhava towards God, not only when God is there, but when, really speaking, from the highest advaitic point of view, if there are two friends, men or women, Brahman in the form of the jiva is showing friendship to Brahman in the form of the other. So it is only God. His friendship belongs to God, as enmity belongs also to God. But taken in a positive light, the enmity becomes most friendly and misunderstood friendship. And many, many devotees misunderstand. I am a devotee. I have been worshipping you. And what good have you done to me? My whole life is a misery. I am a failure. If anybody thinks in this negative way, it is not a devotee. And this stupid fellow is not able to give up his devotion to God, because at the same time, he is also frightened. If I give up, then what will God do to me? Maybe he will do something evil, like that. We have to overcome these things in course of time. So Sakya Bhava, a very close form, is the eighth form of bhakti. And here, the devotee considers himself or herself is not a servant, but as a friend, sakha or sakhi. There are examples. If we study the life of Sri Rama, Guhaka, Vibhishana, Sugriva, they are all friends of Sri Rama. If we take the life of Krishna, Uddhava, Arjuna, Sudama, Sridama, and the playmates of Sri Krishna in Vraja, Vrindavana, are the examples of devotees who cultivated the friendly sentiment of bhakti. Now, in our time, Swami Vivekananda and Sri Ramakrishna, they had a relationship. I have to say they have a relationship because they are not dead. Both of them are there. So it is a relationship between two friends. Sri Ramakrishna looked upon Swamiji as Krishna looked upon Arjuna. That's why Arjuna was able to say in the 11th chapter, "Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi, prasavam maya uktam." Unable to understand. No, you understood correctly. It is only I who kept that feeling in you. And that is why Sri Krishna was not so close with any of the other Pandavas, however affectionate he might have been with others. He respected Yudhishthira, respected Bhima, respected Nakula Sahadeva, but he was closest to Arjuna. Because he was closest, he disclosed the highest teaching in the form of the Gita. So, Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda. Swamiji, when he was alone with Sri Ramakrishna, after Sri Ramakrishna's passing away, he used to address him, "My friend, Sakha, hey Sakha." And Swami Vivekananda himself had some devotees, especially Miss MacLeod, whom he used to call Joe. She always was proud. She used to say, I'm not a disciple of Swamiji, I'm a friend of Swamiji." There is a beautiful hymn which summarizes that God is everything actually. He is our master, he is our friend, he is our parent, he is our beloved. Everything is He, including He is also our enemy, because God cannot be excluded from anybody, because the very existence of whom we consider as an enemy is none other than God Himself, just as He is manifesting in me, in you, in us, as ourselves. So He is manifesting there, and this is how the Bhagavat Leela Ramana is going on. This verse is known by most of us. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. You truly are my mother and you truly are my father. You truly are my relative and you are also my friend. You are my knowledge and you are my wealth. O Lord, you truly are my all in all, my God of gods, mama deva deva. We see in the Bhagavad Gita, in the especially 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Sandarshana Yogo Nama Ekadasho Adhyayaha, Arjuna addressing the Lord after he had been given that vision of the universal vision, that is, God as everything. Very interesting. God as everything means God as Drona, God as Bhishma. What about Duryodhana, Tushta, Chatushta? Yes, everybody is God and everybody is entering into Him. Srishti, Sthiti, Vinashanam. Everybody is coming out of Him. So creation, sustenance, and dissolution. Only God is there. That is why in the Purusha Sukta, in the Narayana Sukta, everywhere it is beautifully expressed. Sahasra Sirsha Purusha. Sahasra means wherever you see a head, wherever you see a hand, wherever you see a leg, it is all nothing but Divine Lord. Sri Ramakrishna said, even an insect crawling is nothing but the manifestation of God only. So, Sri Krishna was specially looked upon by all these people. But this is much later. And this episode comes to us in the Mahabharata. But Bhagavatam is the greatest one. And there we see Sri Dama, Sudama, but all the Gopas, all the friends, companions of Bhagavan Krishna, they were all having that Sakha Bhava, Sakhya Bhava. Krishna is our friend. He is our protector. So long as Krishna is there, nothing will happen to us. If Krishna is there, we can get everything that we desire. And if Krishna is there, we can sleep happily. And that Balya Leela, the childhood sports of Sri Krishna, protecting his people, especially his friends, from a python, from the many of the demons, in the form of a horse, in the form of a bull, in the form of a donkey, etc., etc., and climbing the trees, and then making the trees bend, so that beautiful fruits used to come. Every plant, every cow was a friend of Sri Krishna, because as soon as these cows, as soon as they used to smell the very fragrance that used to emanate from Sri Krishna, their breasts used to swell and milk used to pour out by themselves. And that episode when Brahma had hidden Krishna and everybody, mesmerizing them, hypnotizing them, and locked them up in a secret cave nearby. And then Sri Krishna understood everything. He assumed the form of everybody. And that episode in the Bhagavatam is unforgettable. And that really indicates. So the mother's milk was flowing towards her own child, which was not happening before. It was every mother feeds her child. But now, even though this child is grown up, she used to feel, this is my child, this is my baby, and waiting anxiously. And the trees, this is our friend Krishna, he protects us. And as soon as he comes, they all bend, and they produce the sweetest, softest, most fragrant flowers, fruits, leaves, roots, and gives the greatest fanning. Everything used to happen. We have to understand this truth only through imagination. And Bhagavatam gives a little bit of the hint that we can get. What about the animals? Whether it is monkeys, whether it is birds, whether it is his own people, everybody was filled with the thought of Krishna. Because where there is a powerful magnet, all iron filings helplessly are drawn towards that great magnet. And when God incarnates, he simply acts like the greatest irresistible magnetic force. That is why the very name of Krishna, Karshati, he just pulls you. And he pulls you not only, your body is full, your mind is full, your heart is pulled, and helplessly he will draw your soul away and he will make you one with him. There is no other way. Never have a doubt that these people, some of them were behaving inimically to sweeten. As Sri Ramakrishna expresses, that Jatila and Kutila are necessary to enhance the beauty, the rasa of the drama. Everybody acted according to his will only. So in this 11th chapter, Arjuna specifically mentions, I know you are my friend, but remain as a friend, then I can enjoy you. But this Vishwarupa Darshana, where Srishti is okay, Sthiti is okay, but Samhara, లయ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ దట్ ఈస్ అన్బేరబుల్ బై మీ. ప్లీజ్ రిజ్యూమ్ యువర్ ఫారం, ఓల్డ్ ఫారం, సో ఐ కెన్ అడ్రస్ యూ యాజ్ అ సఖ. అండ్ దెన్ శ్రీ రామకృష్ణ గివ్స్ ఎ హింట్ దట్ యశోదాదేవి, షీ వాజ్ ఫీలింగ్ ది విరహవేదన, ది సపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ దెన్ దిస్ రాధాదేవి, షీ గాట్ దేర్ అండ్ సెడ్, డోంట్ యు నో దట్ యువర్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ నాట్ యువర్ సన్, షీ హీఈస్ ది యూనివర్సల్ లార్డ్. అండ్ యశోద సెడ్, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు హియర్ వన్ వర్డ్ మోర్ అబౌట్ ది యూనివర్సల్ లార్డ్. ఐ వాంట్ మై కృష్ణ, ఐ వాంట్ టు టేక్ హిమ్ ఇన్ టు మై ల్యాబ్, ఐ వాంట్ టు ఫీడ్ హిమ్, ఐ వాంట్ టు ఫీల్ దట్ వితౌట్ మీ దిస్ కృష్ణ హెస్ నో ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, నోబడీ కెన్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్, ఓన్లీ ఐఆమ్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్. దట్ ఫీలింగ్ ఈజ్ మాతృభావ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ఇన్ దట్ కేస్, బట్ ఎవ్రీ గోపి కృష్ణ ఇస్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్, ఎవ్రీ గోప కృష్ణ ఇస్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సఖ్య భావ, దట్ ఎ డివోటీ డెలిబరేట్లీ అండ్ మచ్ ఆఫ్ ది టైమ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ పాస్ట్ సంస్కార హీ ఎంజాయ్స్ దట్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు బి ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ఐ వాంట్ కృష్ణ, ఐ వాంట్ ది డివైన్ లార్డ్ టు బి మై ఫ్రెండ్. సీ ఐ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ అండ్ రామ వాంటెడ్ టు క్రాస్ ది గ్యాంజెస్, హీ అడ్రెస్డ్ గుహక, ఓ గుహక యు ఆర్ మై ఫ్రెండ్ గ్రేటెస్ట్ వెల్విషర్, బికాస్ హూ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్, ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ ఈజ్ వన్ హూ విషెస్ ఈవెన్ ఎట్ ది కాస్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఓన్ లాస్. హీ వాంట్స్ టు సర్వ్ హిజ్ ఫ్రెండ్, హీ వాంట్స్ ది వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఫ్రెండ్, హీ వాంట్స్ నథింగ్ టు హ్యాపెన్ టు హిజ్ ఫ్రెండ్. దట్ ఈజ్ అ ట్రూ ఫ్రెండ్షిప్. అండ్ ఎ మదర్, ఎ ఫాదర్, దే కంటైన్ ఆల్ దీస్ సర్వెంట్షిప్, ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ అండ్ పేరెంట్షిప్, ఆర్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ పేరెంటల్ లవ్. అండ్ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ దే విల్ గివ్ దేర్ తను మన ధన, నథింగ్ కెన్ బి హెల్డ్ ఎస్ ఎ బార్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ డెడికేటెడ్ టు దట్. బట్ నౌ ఐ వాంట్ జస్ట్ టు కృష్ణ సుధామ ఈజ్ వెల్ నోన్, వెల్ సెలబ్రేటెడ్ ఇన్సిడెంట్ ఇన్ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ, దో వీ నో స్టిల్ వీ వాంట్ టు గెట్ ఇట్ సీ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ హియర్. సుధామ కృష్ణ వర్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ గురు భాయిస్, యువర్ ఫెలో స్టూడెంట్స్ ఇన్ సాందీపనీస్ ఇస్ వన్, అండ్ దే వర్ వెరీ క్లోజ్. ఈవెన్ దో వీ మీట్ ఎవ్రీబడి, సమ్ పీపుల్ బికమ్ వెరీ క్లోజ్, సమ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఫ్రెండ్, దట్స్ వై వీ కెన్ ఓన్లీ రిమెంబర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ ఫ్రెండ్స్. అండ్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ ఈజ్ వన్, ఎస్ ఐ సెడ్, హూ ఎ రియల్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఐఎమ్ టాకింగ్, నాట్ హలో హలో ఫ్రెండ్, హూ ఈజ్ రెడీ అట్ ఎనీ టైమ్. అండ్ లుక్ ఎట్ పూర్ ఎమ్, వన్ డే హీ బికేమ్ పెయిన్డ్, హీ లెఫ్ట్ హిజ్ హోమ్ విత్ హిజ్ వైఫ్ అండ్ చైల్డ్, అండ్ ఆన్ ది వే ఎట్ అబౌట్ 10 o'clock ఆర్ సో హిజ్ క్యారేజ్, హార్స్ క్యారేజ్ బ్రోక్ డౌన్, అండ్ హీ థాట్ హియర్ ఈజ్ మై ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ ఐ విల్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ టు నైట్, అండ్ హీ వెంట్ దేర్ హోపింగ్ దట్ హీస్ ఎ రియల్ ఫ్రెండ్. నాక్డ్ అండ్ నాక్డ్ అండ్ నాక్డ్. ఆఫ్టర్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్ ది ఫెలో కేమ్ అవుట్ విత్ ఎ టెరిబుల్లీ యాంగ్రీ ఫేస్, షౌటెడ్ ఎట్ హిమ్, వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఫెలో యు ఆర్, ఇస్ ఎ హోల్ డే వీ వర్క్ అండ్ వీఆర్ టేకింగ్ రెస్ట్, అండ్ ఈస్ దిస్ ది టైమ్ టు డిస్టర్బ్ అస్, యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు అస్ విత్ ఇఫ్ పాసిబుల్ 3 months నోటీస్ అండ్ జస్ట్ టు ఫర్ 15 minutes, అండ్ డోంట్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ ఎనీథింగ్ బై అస్ టు సర్వ్ యూ, అండ్ దట్ ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ ఈజ్ ఫైన్. వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ వాజ్ దట్? సో హియర్ దిస్ టు బికేమ్ రియల్లీ క్లోజ్. దే యూస్ టు స్లీప్ టుగెదర్, దే యూస్ టు గో ఇన్ టు ది ఫారెస్ట్ టుగెదర్, అండ్ దెన్ వెన్ ది స్కూల్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్ ఈచ్ వెంట్. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్షన్ కృష్ణ బికేమ్ ది కింగ్. యాక్చువల్లీ హీ నెవర్ బికేమ్ ది కింగ్, బట్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ది స్టోరీ గోస్. హీ బికేమ్ ది రూలర్ ఆఫ్ మధుర అండ్ దెన్ ద్వారక యాక్చువల్లీ, అండ్ దెన్ ది సుధామ హీ గ్రూ అప్, హీ మ్యారీడ్ అండ్ లైక్ ఎనీ అదర్ పూర్ బ్రాహ్మణ హీ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ చిల్డ్రన్, పర్హాప్స్ 16 or 18, ఐ డోంట్ నో హౌ హిజ్ వైఫ్ సర్వైవ్డ్. ఎనీవే దెర్ వాజ్ నథింగ్ హీ వాజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అర్న్, బట్ ఎవ్రీ డే ఎవ్రీ మినిట్ హీ వుడ్ ఓన్లీ థింక్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ దట్ స్వీట్ అండ్ హిజ్ లైఫ్ హోల్ లైఫ్. సో వన్ డే హిజ్ వైఫ్ కుడ్ నాట్ బేర్ టు సీ ది హంగర్ ప్యాంగ్స్ ఆఫ్ హర్ బిలవ్డ్ చిల్డ్రన్, నో క్లాత్స్, నో ఫుడ్ ఎట్సెట్రా లైక్ మార్కండయ్య, అండ్ షీ టోల్డ్ గేవ్ ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ worldly wisdom, advice. Your friend is the emperor now. If you go, he can give us enough. She was also a great devotee of Krishna, but at least we have a right to beg, like Swami Vivekananda, Narendra Nath begged. So if you bless, then my family will not suffer. So Sri Ramakrishna taught him, of course, ultimately blessed him. Your family will not lack simple living. So that is what happened in the case of the Sudama also. And in Telugu language, we call it kuchela. Kuchela means torn cloth. Chela means cloth, vastra. Anyway, so he said, yes, I will try. And he had to take something to his friend after so many years. So his wife did not have anything. She begged some flattened rice, a small quantity, tied it to his upper cloth, and he started. Towards evening he reached, and then he was thinking many thoughts, how to approach, what to talk, and he was not at all willing to ask for anything, because if a true friend doesn't ask anything, it is up to the other person to understand and to offer it. That is also a lesson for us to learn. If you have to ask, only in case that person doesn't know, we have to let the person know, and that person has to decide what he wants to do or doesn't want to do. Not beg. If you have to beg, he is not a friend, then you become like Vishnu, Vamadeva, a dwarf. Ultimately, he reached. There was a rule that any Brahmana, any sannyasin, any poor person has unobstructed entrance to the king, Sri Krishna himself. And nobody obstructed him. Nobody has to bribe. Nobody has to be bribed. He reached, and the description goes, Sri Krishna was enjoying sitting on a beautiful swing along with his Rukmini and others, and he was having gala time, and suddenly he saw dust and poor clothed and this tired Brahmana. Immediately he recognized, this is my friend. And as if he did not know, Krishna was wearing the costliest clothes. So he ran and embraced him. First, then he fell at his feet. And then with the greatest love, he would not allow the Brahmana to walk. Literally, he carried him in his hands like a child. And then Krishna was a warrior, and he was probably every day exercising his body, wrestling, etc. And then he had to wrestle with Jambavan also, you know, that is how he got a wife also. So he brought him and made him sit with all those dirty, torn, dusty dress this Sudama was wearing on his own throne, and he brought water. He washed along with Rukmini and then sprinkled it, drank that water like Ramanuja used to drink from his disciples' feet, and after that he gave him some cool drinks, etc. And then talking, all childhood when they were, this was the first time they are meeting after parting from the teacher's company, Urukula, and then the time came, I presume, Bhagavatam doesn't tell this, that he must have been given a beautiful room, and Krishna himself must have given up his own bedroom, and with all that, and then he was sitting for food, and then he asked, have you not brought anything for me? And Sudama was unable to offer, seeing the things that he was being fed with. Then Krishna looked, oh, there is something here tied to your upper cloth. I don't know how that upper cloth is still living. He must have dressed him in royal dress. He would not simply ask his friend, you put on your old cloth, definitely. Anyway, he found out and he took, it was dry, flattened rice, and he took one handful, and then with the greatest relish, with the greatest joy. Why? Patram pushvam phalam toyam yume bhaktiya prayachati. Tadaham bhaktiya upahrutam ashnami prayatatmanaha. And he was about to take a second handful, and then Rukmini catches and said, Lord, that's enough. And that's it. After food, he was shown to his bedroom, and next morning, after breakfast, presumably, they parted ways. Krishna never asked Sudama, what for have you come? Krishna was not a fool. He must have guessed. And Sudama could not open his mouth and say, I have come for this purpose. And then on the way back, he was thinking, Krishna is antaryami. He knows what for I have come. If he had not given wealth, that means for my own good. Otherwise, wealth brings a separation from God and everybody else. So he returned home and he was shocked because his poor hut was transformed into a royal palace. His wife was shining like Lakshmi. His children was like the children of a king and queen, princess, all by the sankalpa, will of God. Now the interesting part was that how did they live after getting so much of wealth? So many servants, so many people, but the blessed couple lived like the greatest devotees, using all their wealth only in the service of God, puja, the service of the devotees, in the service of the poor, and in serving the society. And that is the story of Krishna Sudama. And so many cinemas have been taken, and you can get on the YouTube so many things. These are the things worth seeing again and again. Now, what is the point here? That who was serving whom? Was Sudama able to serve God? Or was God only serving him? If Krishna was antaryami, did he not know? Could he not have kept the news of Sudama? But for everything there is a time. And then he came, just as only Sri Ramakrishna asked this Upendranath Mukhopadhyay, why are you visiting me? But Krishna never asked Sudama. So this is called Sakya Bhava, where you will see that even grasses become bent and extremely friendly. Our Lord is walking on us. The sharp edges of our, this grass edges should not prick the softest feet of the Divine Lord. The pathways, they were all filled with such kind of dust where there would not be even the slightest pressure on the soles of the Divine Lord. And taking along with them, what a happy life Sri Krishna had led. Not only that childhood, but especially the days he says, I can never forget, I can never get rid of the rina, the debt, that how much people loved me. So Krishna's friends, you have to understand, so taking care of his cows, playing with his friends, eating wild fruits, etc. Those wild fruits are really not wild fruits. By the very presence of Sri Krishna, they turn into the sweetest fruits of every kind with their own unique flavor, etc., taste, etc. And then Krishna's friends used to chase him, ride on his back. He also used to ride on their back. So many stories are there. Massaged his legs when he rested. Tossed sweets into his mouth while having food together. And these Gopas' love for Krishna was so complete. They were blind even to his divinity. And only knew how much they loved their wonderful friend. And who can be our best friend other than the Supreme? So this is the friendship. And Krishna, when he saw not his friend, but a universal form, he was confused. And then he could not tolerate it. I don't want this feeling. I want to look upon you as my friend, as my personal friend, where I can come. We can put our hands on each other's. And then we can talk, shop, and you can do anything. So you are showing this universal form. Oh Lord, now it is not necessary. I want only to see you as my greatest friend. And so this is Arjuna's and Sri Krishna's friendship we will see. Even though Arjuna had seen the opulence in Krishna's universal form, he could not forget the intimate friendly relationship he had with him. And this is the beauty of having an eternal friendship with the Lord. And any devotee can assume the same form, especially, but one thing is there, God is the greatest friend. That is why we get in the In many places, especially in the Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 29th verse, we are getting Suhrudaha Sarvabhutana. Suhrudaha means the greatest well-wisher. Of whom? Sarvabhutana, all beings. Who is the a friend? The greatest well-wisher. And there is a beautiful text attributed to one of the acharyas. Adharam, Madhuram, Vadanam, Madhuram. It starts like that. And Sakhyam Madhuram, friendship with the Divine Lord, is the greatest thing. Recognizing that the Lord has already extended Himself to us in every form, is left to us to reciprocate His friendship. So this friendship feeling is not easy relationship. Most of us, we can only say, I am a child, I am helpless, and if you do not take care of me, I will be a goner. But to feel friend, I can take care of you, I can solve your problems, I wish your welfare, it requires a tremendous amount of special type of attitude towards that. But blessed be the Lord, there are a few people, and here are the greatest examples that we see. Similarly, Vibhishana surrendered himself to Sri Rama, but Sri Rama himself never considered that Vibhishana was his servant. He treated him as a friend with great honor, at the same time serving him. What about the relationships between Sri Rama and Sugriva? The greatest friendship. That is why even Lakshmana could not do anything, because Sugriva helped Rama, Rama helped Sugriva, two friends help each other. All these beautiful incidents are there in every way that we see them. So that is the feeling, and there are a few fortunate people because of old sadhana done in the past lives, or you can even say that some past, many past life samskaras, somehow some people have that feeling. And as I mentioned, Swami Vivekananda had that feeling. That's why Sri Ramakrishna never used to allow Narendranath to serve him like Latu Maharaj, like other his disciples, but in a very special way. In fact, whenever he used to smoke hookah, sometimes he invited Narendranath and said, with the same hookah which he put in his own mouth, without washing, he asked Narendranath to smoke. Narendranath hesitated because he thought he was not pure enough to make it. Because after Narendra smokes, again Sri Ramakrishna is likely to put the same into his own mouth. And Sri Ramakrishna chided him, saying, even now so much of difference. We see it, and this also shows us not only our relationship with God, but our Sakya Bhava with anybody. It could be friendly, neighbors, what we call friends. Really speaking, I have to tell, there are very few real friends. The other one is, only I scratch your back, you scratch my back, you look after my house when I am absent, and I will look after your house. It is a personal convenience rather than true feeling of friends. But fortunately, there are a few friends. I have to say this caution, that very few friends are there. Even among devotees, even among sincere devotees, even among monks and nuns, most of the time, the friendship is based upon some common experience. Unfortunately, most of the time, the friendship is, I criticize that person, you listen and appreciate and encourage, you criticize that person, I will lend my sympathetic ear in indirectly encouraging you. But the moment you broach the subject, let us not waste our time, let us think about God, let us discuss scriptures, let us recollect the incidents, and the so-called friends are likely to find us very boring and run away also. We have to be careful, but it is possible. So now we go to the last one, Atma Nivedana, that means surrendering one's body, mind and soul to God. This is the ninth form of devotion, which means yielding fully are complete surrender to the will of the Supreme with no trace of ego whatsoever left in the devotee's heart. This is the culmination of all devotional practices. Especially, all the 8 steps must lead to this. But as I mentioned earlier, even the practice of one bhava, starting with dasya bhava, etc., or shravana, pursued sincerely, all these paths end in the infinite, because the paths to the infinite are infinite in number. Yato mot, tato pot. And pursued, another important point we have to remember, once we are pursuing one particular mental attitude, every other attitude automatically comes. As I mentioned while discussing the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, these qualities are like gang. If there is one good quality, it will never come alone. It will come with all its friends. If there is one evil quality, and that also comes with all its friends. So if anybody says, mistakenly understands things, that I have only one bad quality, that person, alas, doesn't know psychology. This every other quality will be waiting there. So, the Sharanagati is the culmination of all devotional practices, whether it is japa, meditation, tirtha, shastra patana, or sankirtana, shravana, manana, or sankirtana, all these mentioned earlier. A devotee who is immersed in God consciousness, his heart is filled with God. And Sri Krishna speaks of such a God-intoxicated devotee when he promises in the Gita, those who worship me without any other thought and are ever devoted to me, to them I supply what they lack with my own hands, and for them I preserve, I protect what I have already supplied. Ananyas chintayanto maam e janaha pariyupasate tesham, for them vahamyaham yoga kshemam vahamyaham, I myself carry. This is Atmanivedana, the 9th form of devotion, which yielding fully or surrendering completely to the will of the Supreme with no trace of ego, completely filled with devotion to God, the devotee gains the knowledge of his true self in the form of devotion, where the devotee and the Lord become one. In the Risimha Purana, Lord Narasimha says, anyone who prays unto me and takes shelter in me becomes my ward, my prodigy, and I protect him always from all sorts of calamities. Very interesting, because when he says, I protect all from all calamities, he is not talking that this devotee's life is filled only with comfort and security. Sometimes God himself brings all sorts of calamities to get rid of all other calamities, so that the devotee's heart is purified and depends only upon God and realizes God and becomes liberated and becomes blessed and becomes a blessing to oneself and to everybody else. And here also we see a beautiful example of, in the Bhagavatam, a story of King Bali. God himself came, give me 3 steps. Means what? Give me your possessions, your body, your mind. That means you will be destroyed. Who remains? I alone remain. Or you remain. This is the inner symbolism of Vamanavatara. And the especially what we have to take note, even Shukracharya, the guru of all these demons, he advised him, he recognized Vishnu. Now, I have got a lot of confusion in my mind when I meditate upon these incidents. If Shukracharya really saw Vishnu, not as an enemy, not as the god, a particular god, aspect of Brahman, but as Vishnu, Vishnu means all-pervading, how could he not have devotion? How could he at all see? But that means a devotee professes devotion, says, I believe in God, but has not foggiest idea about God. Such kind of Shukracharya, because that is why, instead of becoming the guru, like Brihaspati of the Devas, Devatas, he became only of these Asuras. He advised don't give him anything, as if he can prevent. But Bali was who? Bali was the grandson of Prahlada, the greatest devotee. How can, in his vamsha, how can a non-devotee be born? Bali means sacrifice. And he justified his name. He said, when the Supreme Lord himself has come to me, with outstretched hands, everybody goes to God asking, and here God is coming to ask me for a gift. What greater good fortune can anybody have than taking a gift from my humble hands? I am prepared to give away everything, regardless of what happens to me. The inner symbolism is that he becomes one with God by losing all separateness, ego, body, mind, possessions, which separate us from God. Bali told Lord Vishnu, I offer to you, O Lord, everything that I possess, my wealth, my possessions, my body, I take refuge in you. Protect me, O Lord. This is complete self-abnegation with which Bali offered himself to Lord Vamana. In other words, we should learn how to cry for the Lord with tears of bhakti. This is called laulyam. And such tears are the greatest valuable tears. And it is the price we have to pay for the highest perfection. Sri Krishna advises, weep, weep, weep with whole heart. And God, the mother, comes running and takes you in your hands. This feeling of oneness with the Lord and all His divine beings is achieved only in the spirit of this ninth or final form of devotion, that is called Atma Nivedana. Nivedana means offering. Atma means Bali. It is said of Pavahari Baba of Gajipur that he had, as a final offering, he lit the home of fire and sat himself, and then only when the body is completely burnt, the smell spread to the nearest villages, then the villagers realized this is the final act of offering this Pavahari Baba had done. And so we have to understand there are infinite ways. Let us not think these are the nine pathways to God. Infinite is God. Infinite are the pathways to God. Jatomat, Tatopat. All the previous nine steps, each independently, can lead us to oneness with God. This is one way. Or they can also be viewed as eight steps of a ladder, finally culminating in the ninth or the last Sharanagati, complete self-surrender to God. Here Ramakrishna practiced all these bhavas, but his main teaching is, O my children, take refuge in Mahamaya alone. And this, I think, is his final message. That is why Swami Vivekananda, when he composed that second hymn, Om Rimritam, four times he says, Tasmat Vameva Sharanam Mama Dina Bandho. But we get this in Narada, summarizes superbly. Towards the last, in the 79th, Sarvada, always, Sarvabhavena, with every feeling, Nishchintai, without worrying, without thinking, without being influenced by any other thought, Bhagavan Eva Bhajaniyaha. God alone has to be worshipped, has to be remembered, has to be meditated upon. And thus, Sankirtyamanaha, thus being praised, being sung, being meditated, and being hymned. Sigrameva, very quickly, Avirbhavati, who? Bhagavan. And what does he do? Anubhavayati Bhaktan. He reveals himself to the devotees who do this thing, and then he makes them like fire, makes everything as a fire. And this is the greatest. But here is the greatness of Narada Bhakti Sutras. Tri Satyasya Gari Bhaktireva Gariyasi Bhaktireva Gariyasi Bhaktireva Gariyasi. Devotion is the easiest, greatest and supreme path. And this is Tri Satya. Three times I am telling the truth so that you will have faith. But in the 82nd verse Sutra, Narada Bhakti Sutra, he means Narada, enumerates 11 ways. But let us not think as 11 ways, any number of ways. Guna Mahatmya Asakti, Rupa Asakti, Puja Asakti, Smarana Asakti, Dasya Asakti, సఖ్యాశక్తి, వాత్సల్యాశక్తి, కాంతాశక్తి, ఆత్మనివేదనాశక్తి, తన్మయతాశక్తి, పరమ విరహాశక్తి, రూపాహ ఏకదా అపి. ఈవెన్ దో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ డివోషన్, బట్ దే హ్యావ్ డిఫరెంట్ డ్రెస్సెస్, డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్. ఏకాదశదా భవతి, హీ సేస్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ 11. అండ్ హౌ డు యు నో సార్? ఇతి ఏవం వదంతి జన జల్ప నిర్భయాః ఏకమతాః కుమార యాస శుక శాండిల్య గర్గ విష్ణు కౌండిన్య శేష ఉద్ధవ అరుణి బలి హనుమత్ విభీషణాదయో భక్తియాచార్యాః. అబౌట్ విచ్ వి విల్ డిస్కస్ ఇన్ అవర్ నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. వీ హ్యావ్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ కమ్ టు ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఎక్స్పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ 9 పాత్స్ వే, బట్ దెర్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఎ ఫ్యూ పాయింట్స్. We will recollect them in our next talk and then proceed to the second verse in the Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. And it should be easier for us with all these thoughts that we have in sharing with us. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.